We're just getting settled here, folks. Hang on.
Get the mic so you can talk. Got it. Get it. Jake. Okay.
Valerie, we're going to share the mic.
Sounds great.
I believe this is Valerie Balint.
Yes, sir.
Hi. But she's not on the microphone, Ellen, so no one can hear her say hi, Tom.
Okay. Hi, Tom.
Oh, that's better.
That's Valerie. That is the voice of Valerie Balint. And Cynthia Mulvaney is here.
Yes.
Hello. Valerie works at Olana, correct?
Right. And Dan Regan, the photographer, is here as well.
And the CCCA board member as well.
Oh, and to be heard on the mic, you have to get, like, really close.
Talk, we'll become friends.
And Valerie and I are going to share this mic, so we'll get cozy over here. And we're here, all of us, all of you, to talk about the plein air event that's happening next weekend at Olana. Yes. So who goes first?
Well, we're so pleased to be partnering with Olana in our fourth plein air event being held on site at Olana. It's a wonderful, I mean, can't ask for a better location for a plein air outdoor painting event than Olana, the home of Frederick Church. The Hudson River School of Art kind of began in over with Valerie, should speak more about that. But as the artist side of the event, it's a wonderful location. The artists participating are excited to be there. 30 of the country's most renowned plein air artists are participating, and it's just going to be an amazing event. We're so excited.
Hasn't it mostly been local artists that have participated in the past?
We've had a good variety. In our first year, we tended to have more local participation because that's, the base of artists came from our membership at the Arts Council. But this year is our fourth year. We got almost 60 submissions, artists all over the country, the Midwest, Canada. Just well-known, respected, amazing artists from all over, and local as well. So it's a nice blend of both.
Anybody unrespectable?
No.
We'll have to see, Tom. Yes. For us on our side of things, it's really wonderful to partner with Columbia County Council on the Arts. And as Cynthia said, this event has really grown in the last 4 years, but it's really keeping in the tradition of Church, who himself sketched almost daily on the grounds at Olana in the very landscape that he spent 40 years perfecting and creating. And
did Mark put you up to that comment?
Nope, that's just the truth. That's the truth, Tom. You know, it's the reality that I think that was really part of daily life. I love when the artists are on campus for 2.5 days painting before our live auction and reception. They are sort of experiencing a really wonderful camaraderie that would have been experienced by Church and the friends and students that he would have had come and paint. And what I also really love about the event is for our visitors at Olana, sometimes it's the first time they've actually really engaged with an artist physically painting a real painting. And the artists know that this is part of their responsibility during this event to be able to interact with our visiting community.
Oh,
and
so
I think while
they can't say, get away, I'm like creating.
Not so much. But these artists really embrace it. I think it's part of the fun,
right?
And part of the fun for them to be together. And I think that for Olana, that is somewhat of a unique experience. Certainly the Arts Council does a great job of building that community. And so I think it's almost like their little our enclave community comes over to us for a while and exposes us to what is really special about that. So that's what really is exciting for us to work with them and to continue to grow this event.
Thank you.
So if someone decides to go to Olana and talk to an artist and meet an artist, how do they find them? I mean, they're scattered throughout the landscape, right?
That's right. They'll be able to search them out, or there will be one of the participating artists, Maria Cologe-Zincio, will be offering a tour where visitors can go with her on a specific tour to speak with artists and watch them at work.
Cool. And what days are the artists actually there? What days of the week?
They begin painting Thursday morning, next Thursday, the July 9th, which will be when they open at 7:30 in the morning. Is that, when the grounds open for the day till dusk, they can paint and throughout Friday. Saturday morning, they can paint until their wet canvases have to be into the Wagon House Education Center by noon. So
noon Saturday.
Yes.
And they're really wet.
They are wet.
Often they're really wet. You know, these kind of painters, what I love about plein air painting is the sort of, they're in the spirit of church. True, they're not going to Ecuador or Labrador on this, although some of them have, certainly. You know, these artists brave all kinds of weather. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And they come out with the same kind of stools and umbrellas and paint boxes that Church and his friends would have had. And I think as we grow this event, to your point, Tom and Ellen, we're trying to really expand on these educational components and involve our visiting community. So Maria's tour is a tour that people register for from 10 to 11:30 on Friday. And then sort of as a complimentary thing, our children's program Panorama is starting this week, and they're going to have their own little plein air excursion. And on Friday afternoon, so Maria's tour is Friday morning, and on Friday afternoon in the Waggis House Education Center, which is the same place where we have the Big People exhibition, the kids will have their own exhibition, which is open to the public. It goes from 2:30 to 3. They will have made food for the reception. And so we continue to try to widen our circle, I think, to really make people aware of what is this really wonderful tradition. And, of course, it culminates on Saturday where people, as you well know, Tom, because you've walked home with one, seem to recall, can go home with a real work of art. With a real work of art. It may be wet, but it's real.
But it's in the room in our house, and I say, that's a real work of art. I do.
And so are you.
How many times a day do you say that?
Oh, all the time. Even when there's no one there. Just remind myself, you know? That's a real work of art. I like that other crap I have on the walls. Sorry. Uh-huh. Sorry. Got carried away there.
So, Dan, what is your role in all of this?
I have kind of a multiple thing because of being a board member. But the last couple of years, I've also photographed the event. And what really amazes me is the work these people do. Because being a visual artist, as a photographer, and knowing what my process, and I watch them paint and what they come up with in 2 days.
Right.
And there it is.
Right. And it takes like 1 second and you got a photo.
But yeah,
they actually have to work.
They finish it. They finish a whole incredible paint.
Yeah.
This work is, I was knocked out by every piece of work. This is an extraordinary event. It's watching them work. And knowing a great deal, because many 20-some years ago, I did a one-man show on Frederick Church, so I know a lot about Fred and Olana.
Did anybody really ever call him Fred? I don't think so.
I did. Okay. He became my friend. So,
wow.
Yeah. Jim Ryan said it was okay if I called him Fred. But it's they're all over. They're everywhere in all different landscapes, and I'm just knocked out by the work that they produce. It's beautiful work. And then there's Saturday late afternoon is the auction, as you know, Tom. Mm-hmm. And you see it all parade by, and you go, my goodness, how did they do this in 2 days? And it's framed. I mean, it's just mind-boggling, and it's wonderful. Anyone who's any kind of an artist or painter should go either to the event on Saturday evening and see the work, or even go out and watch them paint. It's a special, special event.
Do plein air artists always paint that quickly? Do they produce works that fast?
Well, I would say they have a tough act to follow because Church was known for being able to create a really wonderful sketch on plein air in about 45 minutes to an hour. So not a finished painting, but certainly a painting executed.
Yeah.
We have them on the walls at Olana, and certainly I think many people would enjoy having one of those in their home if they were able to. But the artist, to Dan's point, I mean, these are really highly finished and beautiful, beautiful works of art. And I think what's fun about this year, for people who have gone before, it's typically been held in October, and we're moving it to July. And what I think is what's kind of wonderful about that is the scenery is going to be completely different. And there's going to be different things in bloom. I look at the beautiful coreopsis we have in bloom on the hillside right now. And while there's not that vibrant fall foliage, there's other beauties to behold. And so these paintings are going to look completely different, even for those artists who have been here for several years. And we have new people, as Cynthia has said, but we also have those old favorites whose work is going to look very, very different.
So 60 people applied, and you took half of them?
We did.
Yeah.
This was the most competitive, and this year we had some wonderful jurors. We had Joan Damiani from the Damiani Gallery, who has supported this event from the beginning. We brought in Ken Young, many of whom know as a wonderful realist painter here in Hudson from the local community. And we had Stephen Doherty, who is the editor-in-chief of Plein Air Magazine, as the third juror. And what's really exciting for Cindy and I, and for anyone involved in this event, is the judge this year for first, second, third, and viewer's choice, which is always everybody's favorite because they get to vote, will be Bob Baer, who is editor of Plein Air Today. So it's been really wonderful to get Plein Air Magazine involved in this event.
Which magazine do you get, Ellen? Plein Air Today or the other one?
I'm just astounded that Plein Air artists have their own magazine.
I know, right? Well, it sounded like two.
It did sound like it is two.
Yes.
One is the online newsletter. So they're both under the same sort of rubric, but they are the two chief people in charge of that organization, and we felt really privileged to get them, and it was to Cindy's credit. She's the one who secured them.
Oh. It was an honor. It's just amazing to have their participation.
So the money raised by the auction goes to the goes to your organization?
It goes towards programming for the Columbia County Council on the Arts and programming for Alana.
Oh,
we share the proceeds, and the artists themselves retain 70% of the sales of their work, so it supports the artists as well.
Cool.
Great. So,
yes.
We're talking about Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the if you want to go to the entire
up there
event.
At Alana.
That's right.
And
south on Route 9G.
And for those who might not have an opportunity to win one of the pieces on Saturday at the auction, there's a tent sale on Sunday morning on the same location as the auction from the night before, where the artists will be offering their work from Alana if they were able to paint more than one piece, or other works from different locations, in different styles. A general sale for anyone who wants to come and see.
What time is that?
And that will be from 10 to 2 on Sunday.
And I would like to say that even if you don't think that you're going to be the paddle winner at this party, this is a really fun party. The energy level of this party, all the artists come, their friends come, you can have refreshments this year. We're having some wine, as
just
always.
Asking,
you're just asking.
Look.
And in that vein, we're having some wonderful...
That stimulates the auction.
Yes, it certainly does. And in that vein, we're having some wonderful tidbits donated by Susan Schultz of Darcy Butters and Carlucci's. And it's a very, very quick party. It's 1 hour. And people... I really enjoy watching how people who normally probably wouldn't connect or be in the same room are all talking and really learning about art and enjoying it. And then the auction's just sort of the icing on the cake. You know, it's hard to put an exhibition of 30 works together in basically 1 hour. And with the work of Cindy and Dan and the team from CCCA, we do it. And then we have sort of a really fun lay back, everyone's welcome party. And to me, some of the culmination of that is some of the best part of this event for me to see. I think Fred, as Dan has affectionately called him, and honestly, as I affectionately call him, if I'm going to be honest, although not on a public tour, I think Fred would smile and be super, super pleased. It's to see the entire landscape populated with people who are kind of in his same spirit, I think would warm his heart. If we could get him here right now to talk, he would say it much more eloquently than I, but
I agree.
Anything else we need to know? website? Would anything be gleaned the from
Alana,
the website?
The Alana.org website probably has all this information.
Yes, it does.
And probably the Arts Council
and the CCCA, yes, artscolumbia.org. So for both sites, you can, and we have a Facebook site. Yes, you can Google search
us. CCCA, Columbia County Council on the Arts.
And the reception.
ArtsColumbia.org.
And the auction time is.
And the auction, yes, it's 4 to 5 is the preview on Saturday, and the auction is from 5 to 6 p.m.
Cool. Who's the auctioneer, by the way?
It is, as always, Rupert Fennell, who is generously donating his services. Always a pleasure, and we're so lucky to have him. And I would say if anyone wants to pre-check out who is on the docket for this year's auction, both Alana.org and the CCCA website have profiles on all these artists, as well as links to their own websites, so you can maybe sort of mentally stake your claim. Exactly, scope them out before you even come.
Excellent.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all this.
Thank you for having us.
It's been fun.